The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Now I invite you to listen to the speech of Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
Assalamu alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I start by hoping and praying that each and every one of you are well, that you are healthy, and that you are doing what is necessary at this time to be precautious and be filled with patience. You know, please don't get used to staying at home and not coming to mosque. You know, it was, when we engage in something for a prolonged period of time, we get used to it. But please do not get used to not coming to mosque. Inshallah, this test will change and it will inshallah come to an end. And once again, we will be able to reunite with one another the way we used to. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has given us the ability to plan. Use it for the hereafter. Yeah? Make sure that we are creating our akhirah so that when we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can proudly give Him our kitab and say, Ya Allah, I use the skill that You gave me for me to have success in this world. And in this desire, right, to create and plan for our hereafter, you look at how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that He gives us opportunity after opportunity to maximize our success in the hereafter. It's not that we have to search far and wide and things which are hidden to build our akhirah. No, He constantly gives us opportunities to develop our akhirah. And we are now in the month of Rajab, where the opportunities to develop our akhirah are amplified, they are multiplied. Yeah, we have so many traditions. For example, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, he says, Rajabun shahrun azim. He says, Rajab is a great month. يُضَاعِفُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ الْحَسَنَةِ, that Allah multiplies good actions that are done in it. One action any other time may lead to 10 rewards. In Rajab it is amplified, multiplied. Yeah, whatever we do in this month, it adds more success. And there are many things that we can do in this month of Rajab. Things that you and I can do in this month, like ghusl. Take out ghusl. We get a tradition from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He says, man adraka shahra rajab faghtasala fi awwalihi wa awsatihi wa akhirihi kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawma waladathu ummuh. He says that one who meets the month of Rajab, yeah, enters the month of Rajab and does ghusl on the first, in the middle and the end of it, he will be forgiven or she will be forgiven of their sins and they will be as if they had just been born by their mother, free of sin. Yeah, free of sin. And so, easy opportunity to have our gunas forgiven so that we can benefit and create our akhirah.
Rajab, Rajab, هل علينا واقترب رجب رجب هل علينا واقترب يا مرحبا شهر رجب هل علينا واقترب شهر كريم وأصب فالرحمة فيه تصب شهر كريم وأصب فالرحمة فيه الصوم فيه مستحب من صام يوما من رجب أعظم أجر قد كسب
Something else that we can do in this month of Rajab is fast, right? We get tradition, the one that we continued from Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, where he continues and he says, Man sama yawman min Rajabin. One who fasts one day in the month of Rajab, taba'adat anhun nar masirata sana. That the hellfire will distance itself from that person by the distance of 1 year. Yeah? It's a really interesting hadith, right? Because at that time, like how was the fastest transportation would be like a fast horse maybe, right? And however far the horse would travel would be in a year is the distance that fire of Jahannam would be distance. Today you take like the fastest jet and whatever the jet can travel in a year, that's how far. It's not contextual in the sense that it's only referring to the ride of that time. And then he says, وَمَنْ صَامَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ And whoever fasts 3 days in the month of Rajab, وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ The Jannah would become wajib on them. Allah is giving us chance to construct our akhirah, to plan for our akhirah, so that when we meet Him, we are ready to receive our akhirah that we had developed. Many other things that you and I can do in this month. Istighfar. Do as much istighfar as possible. And there are traditions behind all of these. Sadaqah. Give sadaqah as much as you can. Recite as many extra prayers as we can. Recite the Holy Quran as much as we can. Recite any adhkar, dhikr, yeah, salawat, anything that we do. And of course, if the places of ziyarat and umrah were open, then going for ziyarat and umrah in Rajab cannot be compared with other months as well. These are just some of the things that we can do. This is an amazing opportunity, the month of Rajab is. But we have to plan for it. You know, we have to plan for it. Not only plan for it with the intention that I want thawab, thawab, thawab. That can't just be the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is that I want to plan for my akhirah. And my goal in akhirah is not just the thawab. My goal in akhirah is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do these things because God tells me He loves these things. I plan for my akhirah because Allah tells me He loves those who plan. Yeah? And so I do these things. But at the same time, my brothers and sisters, as we develop our akhirah by doing these things, it is important that we don't ruin our akhirah at the same time by doing things which are haram. Yeah? And so while I am planning, I am also planning to leave behind my vices and leave behind my sins and leave behind my anger and leave behind my frustrations and leave behind my temptations so that I can purely plan without destructing my plan. Pray for my family and I in the month of Rajab. I will pray for your family, inshallah, and you in this month of Rajab. And together, inshallah, very soon we will come back to our centers and be together to celebrate the great events that are taking place in this month.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Ali حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
المؤمنين صل على